Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, that all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday, and enjoy the talk.
Good morning and welcome to Live Dharma Sunday for June 20th, 2021. Koyo Kubose here, so very, very glad you joined us. I'm glad I'm here too. I messed up and pushed the wrong button, and the 8 o'clock show got canceled, so they reschedule on every half an hour, so we're doing the show at 8:30 this morning. You're always learning something new with these technical things. And, you know, I was on, and then on the screen it says, hey, you're late to start your next episode. And they got a link there that says, start the new episode. So I hit that. But I guess what happened is, even though I didn't start today's show, I was scheduled to start it, so I was on that show, and the next show is not scheduled yet, which I have to do after this show's over. I got to schedule the next week's show, so it's on the, you know, it's scheduled, but so I turned out I canceled today's show and had to reschedule it. So I learned something, and of course, nothing like learning by experience. There's a saying that says, learning, you really learn by experience, and only fools learn by that way. Something like that, where, you know, that's all of us. You have to make the mistake. If we were really smart, we would not make that mistake in the first place. And maybe there are times like that, but we're not really aware of it or conscious of it because we didn't make the mistake. But so we only really remember the ones when we really made the mistake. And so that's the way life is. Today I did want to talk about my vegetable garden and why getting outside in nature is a spiritual experience. When you go outside in nature, you are connecting with something larger than yourself. This is the crucial thing. Okay. And when you're watering or helping your plants, you're nurturing and you're helping something to grow. And I think there's a something dynamic about that. There's growth, there's change, and that's what's involved in spirituality. Even though, of course, there is a continuity there. And when you get outside, you're under the big sky. That's infinity, right? Empty sky. And horizon to horizon. And it's interesting that in Japanese, sky The written character is ku, which also means emptiness. It's a different character, but it's the same pronunciation. You know, the meaning is in the written character, not in the phonetic sound. So there are a lot of kus, and one is sky, and another one is emptiness. The infinity. Even if there are some clouds there, and you see a tiny little cloud in there, that's very important. I remember when I was in Japan, we used to go to weekly seminars at Otani University on their campus. The Eastern Buddhist Society hosted these seminars, and Nishitani Sensei, he's a very prominent international scholar. We were able to benefit, and he would be going over some of his writings and so forth. And he says, when you see a big sky like that, empty sky, you know, infinity, the absolute, and there's a little tiny cloud, that cloud is very important. That means you. That means an individual. That means the human secular has to be present there. This is not something about an abstract, lofty, big concept of emptiness and the sky. But it has to be balanced by a tiny little, you know, individual. And that's where we get inspired by nature. Instead of, in some other cultures perhaps, the person is big, you know, in a painting or something like this. Whereas in most Eastern paintings, say, it's a broad landscape. It's like a view from a mountaintop, and you could see a tiny little boat or a tiny little figure in there. Our role is, Jenny, what's up?
It's time, if you were doing 8:30 today, it's time.
I'm on.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not getting it. I'll try again.
Okay. So. Thank you. See, I got good listeners here. They weren't able to get on for some reason. But I hope I'm on. I think I'm on. it really doesn't matter if I'm on or not, because I'm expressing myself. And, okay. Adrian sisters are here. Adrian's two older sisters, they're going through all the acknowledgments that came in, and we had a memorial service, and there's a lot of acknowledgments to be made, and they're helping with all this paperwork and so forth. So that's really, really nice. So she heard me say, hey, am I on? And she said she was nodding her head outside the closed patio doors here. So, okay, I'm on my vegetable garden. I go outside. I'm under the big sky. And we did receive some trees in memory of Adrian. I got a crepe myrtle. I got a smoke tree and some other plants too, fruit trees and roses and bedding plants. So I have to, they're on my to-do list, and I'm going to have to plant these. And this is, again, part of nature, part of helping something to grow, to be nurturing. That is really nurturing oneself to do those things. Huh? If somebody has a problem, or maybe a friend comes and knowingly or not, you go someplace, okay? You go to the park, you get outside, because this is conducive to enlarging one's perspective, I guess. We could call it like Thak Khan. That's the Buddhist word for wide in the sense of philosophically. Huh? Because when we get caught in a duality, that duality, fair, unfair, right, wrong, this is very myopic, very close to us, and very, we see that we can't, we have to back off, get a wider perspective. And then you see it in another context, a larger context, and it changes things. Hey, why am I getting all upset about whether this was not done or was not done the way I thought it should be done, or if it involves somebody else, or, you know, somebody who is more obsessive, compulsive, puts themselves in for a lot of suffering. Huh? Things happen that you cannot control, but suffering is optional. Because by suffering, I don't mean physical pain. I mean psychologically, how we process everything. And so my message is, I really appreciate the great outdoors, nature, the empty sky. That was my salvation, to be able to go out into the garden. And I remember my father, one time we were talking in a small group and talking about what we really enjoyed. Whether it's somebody's hobby or something, or this, what do you really enjoy in life? And he said, working in the garden. And then he added, all by myself. I know what he means. You know, it's not a social activity. That's good too in its own way. But to be there with yourself in nature, I don't know how to describe it. Nature, that's a key part of Buddhism and Eastern philosophy. Nature. Like I said, you know, when they do it in artistic forms, the landscape is prominent in the painting. The individual human element is just a part of, small part of this big picture. That's a realistic, that's a reality. Huh? And we get into trouble when we start to puff up and think we're the most important thing in this wider context. Then that leads to the attitude of, well, I'm bigger than nature. I control nature. Okay. We're not that powerful, not that kind of power anyway. Huh? We need to have the absolute subjectivity kind of power. Hey, think about that word. I heard that from my father too. Absolute subjectivity. Whoa. Okay. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going. And you have a wonderful day.